Bella's ball gown. It was the day of the palace ball, and the queen wanted Princess Bella to wear a pretty dress.
"I don't want to go to the ball," complained Bella. "I would rather ride my bike instead."
"You will enjoy it, I promise," said the queen. Then she gave the dress to Bella and left her to put it on.
"The dress is boring, but I know how to make it look much better," thought Bella. She grabbed the gown and hurried off to the garden.
"Please, may I have some flowers?" she asked the gardener politely.
"Of course," he said, picking out the prettiest ones for her.
Next, Bella visited the royal jeweler, who was busy counting rubies.
"Excuse me," said Bella. "Have you got any spare jewels I could borrow?"
The jeweler found some super sparkly gems that had fallen off an old crown.
"Perfect," said Bella.
"Now there's one last person to visit." In the palace sewing room, the royal dressmaker helped Bella stitch all the flowers and the jewels onto her dress. When they had finished, Bella dashed off to get ready.
"I don't want to be late for the ball," she thought.
Bella burst into the ballroom just as the band started playing. Everybody stopped dancing to look at her and her amazing dress. The gems sparkled under the lights, and the flowers smelled so pretty. Bella had the best dress at the ball.
"Now you look like a real princess," smiled the queen.
Bella grinned, lifted up the hem of her dress and trotted onto the dance floor. The ball wasn't so bad after all, and no one had even noticed that she was still wearing her trainers. That's the story for today.